Hello, my friends. Welcome back to English Unleashed. I'm Tom. Today, I'm going to talk about how to speak more English using fewer words. This may sound strange at first. Many learners think that good English means using big words. They think that speaking well means using difficult vocabulary. They think that sounding advanced means sounding complicated. But in real life, native speakers do not speak like that. Native speakers use simple words. They use short sentences. They repeat common verbs again and again. They do not try to sound clever. They try to sound clear. And clarity is the real sign of fluency. Many learners make the same mistake. They try to replace simple words with advanced ones. They say utilize instead of use. They say commence instead of start. They say purchase instead of buy. These words are not wrong, but they are not natural in daily speech. If you want to sound natural, you must learn to love simple English. In this episode, you will learn how to speak more with less English. We will focus on simple, powerful verbs like get, make, take, go, and come. These are not small words. They are strong words. We will also talk about why you do not need advanced vocabulary to sound fluent. We will learn how native-like simplicity makes your English more natural and more confident. Let's begin with a simple truth. Native speakers use a small number of words very well. They do not use many words badly. They use a few words perfectly. If you listen to real conversations, you will hear the same verbs again and again. Get, make, go, come, give, put, have, do. These verbs are the engine of spoken English, but many learners ignore them. They think these verbs are too simple. They think they need more advanced words. This is a big mistake. Let's start with the verb get. Get is one of the most powerful verbs in English. It has many meanings, and native speakers use it all the time. You can say, I get it, which means I understand. You can say, I got a message, which means I received a message. You can say, I got tired, which means I became tired. You can say, I need to get ready, which means I need to prepare. Instead of learning many different verbs for understand, receive, become, prepare, native speakers often just use get. Simple, natural, and powerful. But learners often avoid get. They try to use understand, receive, become, prepare. Again, these words are not wrong, but in daily conversation, get is more natural. Now let's look at the verb make. Make is another core verb. It's another main verb. You can say, make a decision, make money, make time. Make someone happy. Instead of saying, I committed an error, a native speaker says, I made a mistake. Instead of saying, I earned some money, they say, I made some money. Make is simple, flexible, and is everywhere. Now let's look at the verb take. You can take a break. You can take a shower. You can take a look. You can take a seat. You can take responsibility. So, instead of saying, I will rest, a native speaker often says, I will take a break. I will take a break. Instead of saying, I will examine it, a native speaker often says, I will take a look. I will take a look. Take helps English sound natural and relaxed. Now let's look at the word go. You go to work. You go home. You go shopping. You go crazy. You go wrong. You go quiet. Now let's look at the verb come. You come back. You come in. You come with me. You come early. You come late. Instead of saying, I returned, a native speaker says, I came back. Instead of saying, I entered, they say, I came in. Again, simple words, natural sound. Now, let me ask you something. Do you feel that your English sometimes sounds heavy? Do you feel that you try too hard? Do you feel that your sentences are too long or too formal? Very often, this happens because learners try to use advanced words when simple words are better. Let me give you a clear example. A learner might say, I am very exhausted and I require some rest. A native speaker says, I'm tired. I need a break. I'm tired. I need a break. The meaning is the same, but the second one sounds real. It sounds human. Fluent English is not about sounding academic. It's about sounding human. This is why simple English is so powerful. Now let's talk about something important. The obsession with advanced vocabulary. This means you care too much about using advanced words. Many learners believe that learning English means learning difficult words. They collect words. They write long lists. They memorize rare words. But when they speak, they freeze. Why? Because their brain cannot easily use these words in real time. Your brain loves simplicity. Your brain loves speed. Your brain loves patterns. Simple words like get, make, take, go, and come are easy for your brain to use quickly. Advanced words are slow. They need more thinking. They break your flow. This is why native speakers prefer simple words, even when they know advanced ones. They choose speed over beauty. They choose clarity over complexity. Now, let's change the way you think about advanced English. Advanced English is not long words. Advanced English is using simple words in flexible ways. When you can use get in many situations, that is advanced. When you can use take, go, and come in many expressions, that is advanced. This is real mastery. Now let's slow down and practice together. Imagine you want to say that you understand something. You can say, I understand. But you can also say, I get it. Both are correct, but I get it sounds more natural in everyday conversations. Now imagine you want to say that you became angry. You can say, I became angry. But you can also say, I got angry. Again, both are correct, but I got angry sounds more like real speech. Okay, now let's go deeper. Let's talk about how simple English makes you more confident. And let's see why native speakers prefer simplicity. Many learners feel nervous when they speak English. They think too much. They search for the perfect word. They try to build perfect sentences. But real conversation is not perfect. It is fast. It is messy. It is human. Native speakers do not stop to search for special words. They use the words that come easily. And these are usually simple words. This is one reason why simple English gives you confidence. When you use simple words, your brain works faster. You do not panic. You do not freeze. You speak more freely. Now, let me give you a clear example. A learner wants to say that a movie was very good. They may say, the movie was extremely fascinating and intellectually stimulating. This sentence is not wrong, but it is heavy. It sounds like a written review, not like speech. A native speaker says, the movie was really good. I liked it a lot. This is short, clear, and natural. And most importantly, it is easy to say. When English is easy to say, you feel more confident. When you feel more confident, you speak more. When you speak more, you improve faster. This is a very important cycle. Simple English leads to confidence. Confidence leads to more speaking, and more speaking leads to fluency. All right. Now let's talk about something many learners do without noticing. They try to avoid repeating words. They think repeating words is bad. Instead of saying, I like it, twice, they try to change the words. They say, I enjoy it, or I find it pleasurable. Again, these are not wrong. But in real conversation, repetition is natural. Native speakers repeat words all the time. They say, it was good, really good. They say, I like it, I really like it. They do not try to show vocabulary. They try to show feeling. When you repeat simple words, you sound more natural, not less. Now let's look at another example. A learner says, I am experiencing difficulties understanding this concept. A native speaker says, I don't get this. I don't get this. Both sentences mean the same thing, but the second one is short, simple, and real. And here again, we see the power of the verb get. Let's look at make again. A learner says, I reached a decision. I reached a decision. A native speaker says, I made a decision. A learner says, I created a mistake. A native speaker says, I made a mistake. A learner says, I generated a lot of noise. A native speaker says, I made a lot of noise. So the verb make does the job again and again. Now let's look at take. A learner says, I will rest for a short period. A native speaker says, I will take a short break. I will take a short break. A learner says, I will observe it. A native speaker says, I will take a look. I will take a look. Again, simple words create real speech. A learner says, I returned home. A native speaker says, I came home. A learner says, the plan failed. A native speaker says, the plan went wrong. A learner says, he became silent. A native speaker says, he went silent. He went quiet. So you see how these simple words carry many meanings. That's really important. This is why learning main verbs deeply is more important than learning many rare verbs. Okay, now we are in the final part of our episode. So far, we have learned something very important. We learned that fluent English is not about big words. It is about simple words used well. We learned that main verbs like get, make, take, go, and come are the heart of real spoken English. We learned that simplicity gives you confidence. And we learned that native speakers choose clarity, not complexity. Now the question is this. How can you make this part of your daily English? Because knowing something is one thing, living it is another thing. Let's begin by changing your mindset. Mindset means the way you think. Many learners think, if my English is simple, it is not good. And now you know that this is not true. From today, you can think like this. If my English is simple and clear, it is strong. If my English is easy to understand, it is fluent. If my English is natural, it is advanced. This simple change in thinking changes everything. Now let's talk about how to train yourself to use simple English. The first thing is this. When you learn new words, do not only learn difficult words. Learn simple combinations. For example, instead of learning postpone, also learn put off. Instead of learning discover, also learn find out. Instead of learning enter, also learn go in. These simple combinations are real spoken English. All right. Before we finish, let me ask you one final question. When you speak English, do you want to impress people or do you want to connect with them? Real fluency is about connection. And connection is built with simple words, clear ideas, and honest speech. Thank you for listening to another episode of English Unleashed. If you enjoyed this episode, let me know. And remember, speak more with less English. Because sometimes, less is more. Until next time, keep speaking, keep learning, and keep unleashing your English. Bye for now.